Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Family members, friends, and elected officials in Massachusetts are continuing to call for an independent investigation into the death of Army Sergeant Elder Fernandez. Last night, a vigil was held in Brockton to honor Fernandez. This week, his body was found hanging from a tree miles from Fort Hood, Texas, where he was stationed. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports that the death of Sergeant Fernandez is one of several suspicious deaths and disappearances of soldiers from the base.
Well over 100 people carrying candles and photos of Elder Fernandez sat on stone benches in a semicircle at City Hall. The vigil was held in Portuguese and English. Fernandez was 10 when his family emigrated from Cape Verde. His aunt, Nilda Fernandez, sought comfort from those who gathered.
Bear with us, stay with us, support us, because we want this to be heard from to everywhere. Now how am I going to tell my son your uncle is dead? How am I going to tell him that?
After graduating from Brockton High, Fernandez enlisted in the Army, got his sergeant stripes while serving in Germany, then returned stateside, where he was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. Sometime in the last 10 days, he died. Brockton City Councilor Rita Mendez was among those who attended the vigil.
Tonight, we really just wanted to keep it with the prayer and vigil and just as comfort to those who are here tonight.
But they also came looking for answers, seeking justice for Elder Fernandez. In May, he filed sexual abuse charges. Earlier this month, he was hospitalized at the base. He went missing. Days later, his body was found hanging in a tree miles from Fort Hood.
I believe it's time that we take the hood off Fort Hood.
Brockton City Councilor Moses Rodriguez helped organize the vigil for Sergeant Fernandez. Local Texas police officials say there were no signs of foul play, suggesting it was suicide. Rodriguez scoffs at the idea.
I still cannot believe that someone would decide to kill himself 30 miles away from his home. That makes absolutely no sense. And when his car is still at his home base.
The situation there at Fort Hood is very bad.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch attended the vigil. He had just returned from Fort Hood yesterday morning. He went to help Fernandez's mother get information from Army officials about how her son died. His was one of many recent deaths and disappearances among soldiers at the base.
Just so you know, Elder Fernandez was the 10th soldier that went missing within this year. We're losing more people at Fort Hood than we are in Afghanistan.
Massachusetts Senators Edward Markey and Elizabeth Warren are joining Congressman Lynch in calling for an independent federal investigation of Elder Fernandez's death.
We believe that the situation is so serious that we have to bring in outside counsel apart from the military. We don't want a situation where the military is investigating themselves.
The body of Sergeant Elder Fernandez will be returned to Brockton after an autopsy has been completed in Texas. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.